Live around Australia on SEN, cricket mourns again. An Andrew Symonds tribute.
Andrew Symonds has it! And what a way to get it! A maiden Test match 100 for a dream entertainer. That is a catch that only a special, special fieldsman can pull off.
Fetch that. Oh, wow. Didn't he hit it hard? He has it. Andrew Symonds has it. And what a way to get it. A maiden Test match 100 for a dream entertainer. You little beauty. What a way to bring it up. He only leant on that. It's gone straight over the ropes into the crowd. Thank you very much.
Yeah, there you have it. The Andrew Symonds maiden Test century with his good mate Haydos at the other end. Welcome back to our Andrew Symonds tribute across our SEN network. Cricket mourns again, and I wish we weren't here on this Sunday morning. We're live at Suncorp. We're getting ready for the third day of Magic Round, and of course, Roy loved his rugby league, and he would have been watching this. He would have been interested in the games today as well, particularly the North Queensland Cowboys taking on the West Tigers tonight at 6 o'clock. There are many, many tributes flying in for Andrew Symonds today, even from our listeners. Michael sent us a text on 0457 736 736. Morning, rest in peace, Simo. I always remember Streaker when Simo hip and shouldered the Streaker. Yeah, absolutely. That's Michael and Reservoir. Some tweets coming out from Adam Gilchrist this morning too. Think of your most loyal, fun-loving friend. Who would do anything for you? That's Roy. And Adam Gilchrist also said, this hurts. He's joining us now on SEN. Gilly, I wish you were joining us under better circumstances.
Yeah, good morning, mate. Simply stunned. Can't believe we're in this space again. The cricketing world and, well, just anyone that had anything to do with Simo knows exactly what he was like. And he was one of the good guys. Really, really heart and soul type of guy that just made you feel happy. He lightened up a room wherever he was, and he was just going to be so sorely missed, mate.
Yeah, Gilly, take us into the change rooms. What was he like as a teammate? The things we didn't see, you know. Let's remember his life and have a bit of a laugh if we can as well this morning. What was he like behind the scenes in the change room? What sort of things would he get up to?
Oh, he was just... Yeah, I wouldn't say so much a practical joker, but he just seemed to find a funny line or a funny comment at any given time. He was a true work hard and play hard, and I think we all saw the results of that on occasion, where, you know, the one that jumps out at you is that where he went out for a few drinks for Shane Watson's birthday in Cardiff and forgot that he had a one-day international to play the next day. And went for a few extra drinks later on, and of course we all know Casey. He didn't stop drinking until about 6:37 in the morning, and the toss was at 8:30 for the game. We left him out of the game once we found out what the situation was. But it was only that night in the change rooms when we were all sitting around, and we sort of the dust settled a bit, and someone said to him, "Roy, what were you thinking?" And he just said, "Oh, I don't know, mate. That I was at the bar in this pub and I had got locked in by the Republican." So I don't think Roy knows what a Republican is or Republican, but he tried to get some words out. That was typical Roy. He was so sort of almost a beautiful naivety to a lot of things and innocence, yeah. But he was so well, he was so knowledgeable on the game of cricket, a lot more knowledgeable and articulate than what people may give credit for. That was starting to shine through in his commentary. His ability to read a game and to know what was going to happen, it was amazing. It was an asset, a skill and a mindset that I know Ricky Ponting as captain drew a lot more on than what people would know. And I just, oh God, my heart breaks for Punter. He's over in India. He just backed Roy so much. He gave him a lot of the belief for Roy to go and fulfill his potential, and just devastating.
Yeah, well, just a lot of the tributes I'm seeing online at the moment, the word larrikin just keeps popping up, Gilly, and that's a true reflection of Andrew Symons. And you're all from the great era of Australian cricket. There was yourself, there was Warney, Matthew Hayden, his fishing buddy, and good friend. And, you know, it's a tough time. You know, the cricketing gods, they've just been really unkind lately, Gilly, haven't they? As you said off the top, Shane Warne and Rod Marsh and now Andrew Symons in the, you know, all in the last 4 to 6 weeks. I just hope this stops.
Yeah, it's got to stop. I mean, it was only 3 days ago where I had a really good chat on SEN with Ryan Campbell, and we're just so appreciative that we were able to talk to him given his frightful scare. You know, his near-death experience, and, you know, made the light-hearted comment that they say it happens in threes, and thankfully he wasn't the third one. But I just can't fathom it. It's still a bit numb, really, to believe, to even think the reality of this situation. But Roy was a larrikin. He found the lighter side of most situations. And as I said, like I said in my tweet, that's all I could think of is, if anyone that didn't know him, just think of your closest friend who'd do anything for you, who was loyal to a fault and just so trustworthy and loving. I mean, Roy's touch with and effect he had on young kids, children, he knew how to make them light up and make them feel taller. And, you know, if you think of that friend of your own, that's Roy, that's what he was. So, it'll always go back to his larrikinism, his sense of humour. I'm not sure whether it's been mentioned on the show already, but I know that he messaged the boss at Fox, Steve Crawley, just the other day. I think it was yesterday, as late as yesterday, that on the back of the Tom Brady deal, the $350 million or whatever for 10 years, he said, "Boss, we need to talk." So that sums Roy up. It really does.
He's white ball career, Gilly, which you're around for a lot of, 198 ADIs, 2 World Cups. Is there an innings that comes to mind for you where Roy just came out and, I mean, he did it a lot of times, saved the team. Is there an innings that sticks out for you?
So many brilliant ones. So many times he did save us, particularly, you know, when he was batting in that sort of 5 and 6 position in one day cricket. Often it is a rebuild sort of type position, isn't it? It can be the case. But the one that jumps straight to mind is versus Pakistan at Johannesburg in the opening match of the 2003 World Cup. You know, we only found out the night before that Shane Warne was out of the tournament, out for a year on the back of that substance positive test. So, you know, we turned up the next day, and it was amazing. While the cricketing world was coming to terms with that, what was one of the biggest stories in cricket history at the time, still probably is up there. Fortunately, our leadership group, John Buchanan, Ricky Ponting, had allowed the team to deal with it and get through it the night before, so we could turn up and play decent cricket the next day for the opening match against Pakistan. And funnily enough, we found ourselves in trouble, and it was Roy, I think, went in there at about 4 for 80 or something and peeled off one of the great hundreds, and that was the launch of an undefeated run in a World Cup, a historic sort of performance. And you know, without Roy's innings in that game, who knows what might have happened should we have lost that game. He set the tone, and that was on the back of Ricky Ponting just believing so much in him and giving him the foundation to go out and showcase his skills. So that's probably the innings that really jumps to mind for me.
Yeah, there's a interesting tweet from Kerry O'Keefe, beautiful tweet from him this morning, saying, "Heart's broken again. If we were Ted Lasso, he was our Roy Kent. Caught it straight and didn't do fluff."
Yeah, that's it. That's it. He didn't mince his words. He just tried to get it out there, and he couldn't understand some things, why, you know, bureaucracy or process or whatever it may be. So it was just simple for Roy. It was just work hard and then play hard. And then typically it was party hard too, which some of the best memories we'll have is the celebrations. And again, you know, he knew that it was to a fault sometimes, his social side of it. But it was the most pure approach to sport from Simo. It was simple. It was you play it because you enjoy it, you work hard, and then after it, win, lose, or draw, you dust yourself off with your mates, and then you go again. It was that simple a process, and he couldn't understand why situations or people or organisations could possibly complicate that. And he's just such a beautiful man. I so missed.
Yeah. I'm just going to leave you with a beautiful tweet from Shoaib Akhtar this morning, Gilly. Devastated to hear about Andrew Simons passing away in a car crash in Australia. We shared a great relationship on and off the field. Thoughts and prayers with the family. Beautiful.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of that. There's going to be so much of that. It's yet another larger-than-life character that just had touched so many people in such a beautiful way. So the tributes aren't going to be short in the way they come forward and what they express.
Yeah. Adam Gilchrist, we really do appreciate your time this morning. It's a tough day for you. You stay well, okay, and take care of yourself.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Thanks. There's Adam Gilchrist. Very emotional, Adam Gilchrist, joining us this morning. We appreciate that, Gilly. Speaking from the heart about Andrew Simons, a true larrikin of Australian cricket, as we mourn again. We're mourning. The cricket gods haven't been kind to us, have they? Rod Marsh, Shane Warne now, of course, if you're waking up to the news this morning. Andrew Simons passed away last night in a single car accident, aged 46, just outside of Townsville. We'd love your memories, or if you've got a message this morning, we'd love to hear from you. 0457 736 736 or 1300 01 1170 is our telephone number. Before we just grab a news update, a quick one here from Jason in Sydney. Morning. So sad to hear the passing of Andrew Simons. Loved his big hitting and being a larger-than-life character. Didn't see enough of him at international level. So true. Thank you again for your text. Keep them coming through. 0457 736 736. Time to take a break.